800-635-6303, 800-635-6303, 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Dental benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
There are different reactions coming in from Iran regarding President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the nuclear deal. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Hardliners in Iran's parliament haven't liked the deal for different reasons than why President Trump has pulled the U.S. out of it. At that news, they burned a paper U.S. flag and chanted death to America. However, the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, sees it differently, saying through a translator here, just because the U.S. is out doesn't mean the deal has to crumble.
I've asked the foreign ministry to negotiate with European countries and with China and Russia in the next few weeks. If at the end of this short period we conclude that we can fully benefit from the JCPOA, the deal would remain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump's approval rating has remained steady at 42% in Gallup's two most recent polls. 89% of Republicans approve of President Trump's job performance, while only 11% of Democrats and 36% of Independents approve. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
One New Jersey high school is making sure no one feels left out after creating a new inclusive policy that would essentially allow a spot for every student who tries out for the cheerleading squad, and they're doing away with skill-based selections. This all came about because one parent complained that her child didn't make the cut after last month's tryouts. Larry Winget is the pit bull of personal development. He says there's so much wrong with this on so many levels.
Stuff like this is what's wrong with everything, I can tell you. Look at the lessons from this situation, this ridiculousness. First of all, the school system is teaching parents that if you complain, if one mama says, my sweet baby didn't make the cheerleading squad, whether she deserved to or not, they will change school policy. Now, is this going to move over to grades? You can't pass. You don't know anything, but we're going to complain, and now you're going to pass the class. Or what about driver's license? You can't drive and you ran into a car parked on the side of the road, but that doesn't matter. I'm going to whine and complain so my baby gets her driver's license whether she can drive or not. And think about the lessons to the kids. You know, this girl that's saying all my hard work is for nothing. She's exactly right. The lesson is that you have to work. You have to earn. You have to have merit in order to win. You don't complain and whine your way to success.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Weather is 8:06, and it is March 6, 2018. Well, we're going to be talking about weather a lot today. Right now in Flemington, it's 33 degrees. Clear skies, 20% chance of precipitation. No wind at this time. Today is Tuesday, March 6, 2018. Sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 49. Winds east southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight will be rain and snow showers this evening, turning all snow overnight, a low of 31. Winds east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 90%, and 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected tonight. Tomorrow, periods of snow, temps nearly steady in the low to mid 30s. Winds north-northeast at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of snow, 100%. Snow accumulating 8 to 12 inches. And snow ending in the evening tomorrow, followed by a clearing overnight, a low of 29. Winds west-northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 70%. So if you do some quick math, folks, that's 9 to 15 inches of snow in Flemington. It could be higher in other elevations in other areas of the county. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day, a high near 40. Mostly cloudy and 41 on Friday. Sunshine early, then becoming cloudy later in the day, 41 on Saturday. Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine and 43. Temperatures in our area, 33 in Raritan, 32 at the county complex, 31 in Frenchtown, 27 in Asbury, 27 in Reddington, 32 in Branchburg, and 29 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk
at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
is time for 100 Chamber Radio. Weather is 8:06, and it is March 6, 2018. Well, we're going to be talking about weather a lot today. Right now in Flemington, it's 33 degrees. Clear skies, 20% chance of precipitation. No wind at this time. Today is Tuesday, March 6, 2018. Sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 49. Winds east southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight will be rain and snow showers this evening, turning all snow overnight, a low of 31. Winds east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation, 90%, and 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected tonight. Tomorrow, periods of snow, temps nearly steady in the low to mid-30s. Winds north-northeast at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of snow, 100%. Snow accumulating 8 to 12 inches. And snow ending in the evening tomorrow, followed by a clearing overnight, a low of 29, winds west-northwest of 10 to 20 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%. So if you do some quick math, folks, that's 9 to 15 inches of snow in Flemington. It could be higher in other elevations in other areas of the county. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day, a high near 40. Mostly cloudy and 41 on Friday. Sunshine early, then becoming cloudy later in the day, 41 on Saturday. Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine and 43. Temperatures in our area, 33 in Raritan, 32 at the county complex, 31 in Frenchtown, 27 in Asbury, 27 in Reddington, 32 in Branchburg, and 29 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunter, in the Tunnel Chamber Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Today, as President Donald Trump kicked off a cabinet meeting, he took a few questions from reporters. One of the reporters asked what would happen if Iran started up their nuclear program.
Iran will find out. They're going to find out. I don't think they should do that. I would advise Iran not to start their nuclear program. I would advise them very strongly. If they do, there will be very severe consequence. Okay?
Also today in Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump's nominee to be the next CIA director, Gina Haspel, went before a Senate Intelligence Committee where she said she's the right person for this job.
I have been asked by President Trump to lead this workforce and to continue the work that Mike Pompeo and I began a little more than a year ago, ensuring that CIA is postured to meet the complex challenges our nation faces.
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
There are different reactions coming in from Iran regarding President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the nuclear deal. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Hardliners in Iran's parliament haven't liked the deal for different reasons than why President Trump has pulled the U.S. out of it. At that news, they burned a paper U.S. flag and chanted death to America. However, the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, sees it differently, saying through a translator here, just because the U.S. is out doesn't mean the deal has to crumble.
I've asked the foreign ministry to negotiate with European countries and with China and Russia in the next few weeks. If at the end of this short period we conclude that we can fully benefit from the JCPOA, way, the deal would remain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump's approval rating has remained steady at 42% in Gallup's two most recent polls. 89% of Republicans approve of President Trump's job performance, while only 11% of Democrats and 36% of independents approve. This is USA Radio News.
And good afternoon, folks, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. I'm very happy to have in studio a new guest to Modern Design. Her name is Karen Shankoff. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and that and her company is called Sage, a Flemington-based company, two locations. She does a lot of creativity, and I thought, very spring. Today's topic is with thoughts of spring, different things that make you feel very spring. I think when the seasons change, you need to reflect that and how you live, what you do, what you wear, to sort of bring you into the season. And this year in particular, it has been glorious. Once the snow broke, we have some beautiful flowers. Now the weather has changed, and it's all about spring. All right, so welcome to our program, Karen.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started, especially in retail these days, where retail is such a difficult thing to be in. Tell us your story.
It's a long story, but I'll keep it short.
Sure.
It actually started with my jewelry business 16 okay. years ago.
Sure.
My sister and I was a teacher at the time, and my sister was working in Connecticut, and there was this great bracelet company from Italy, mm-hmm. and she was working in a jewelry store, and she said, Flemington is virgin territory. We have to do this in Flemington.
Okay.
So she came to Flemington from Connecticut, and I had a couple of the parents that I was teaching start with parties, in mm-hmm. Home parties. From there, we went to corporate buildings, and from there, we decided we would take a space on Main Street, which took 4.5 years to build. So I was in the old egg auction on Park Avenue.
Oh, sure. I'm familiar with it.
I was at 57 Main Street, right across the street from where my old Sage was.
Uh-huh.
And my sister, for different reasons, had to go back home, and the business became mine. So I opened up attachments, mm-hmm. and a couple of years later, I thought, you know what? Main Street on Flemington in Flemington needs a little bit more.
Let's talk about Main Street in Flemington 16 years ago, about Main Street in Flemington today.
You know, it's not that much different.
Really? Really?
You know,
tell me why. I do remember 16 years ago, 15 years ago, even maybe 10 years ago, seeing Mikasa still being there,
yes.
seeing a different vibe. You know, there was sort of the carryover, I think, from the Village.
We had Mikasa, and we
sure.
did have the Union Hotel.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, and yes, those were great places, but we still didn't have tons of, you know, restaurants and tons of shops.
Very much true. Very much true.
You know.
But it was a destination for people for, I mean, growing up as a kid and coming out here in October to do Christmas shopping and, you know, in the beginning of the season and so on. It was a destination for a long time.
When I was a little girl, we came out with the family for the day, and I thought this place was the greatest thing on earth.
Sure.
There was so much going on. But I have hope for it.
I never
got discouraged.
Oh, yes.
It never discouraged me.
No.
I never, ever felt that my stores didn't belong here. This is my town, and this is where I live, and this is where I want to do my business. So
I agree. We're going to take a couple of quick commercial messages, and we'll be right back with more of Modern Design after this.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber?
Come to the Hunter County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My guest today in studio, on this warm studio day, happens to be Karen Shankoff, and she's the owner of Sage, a beautiful store right here in Flemington. We're talking a little bit about the history. So let's bring it up a little bit more to current day. You have one or two locations now, because I think people ask me that all the time.
I have two locations.
Okay.
But they're totally two different stores.
Are they both called Sage?
No.
Is one called Attachments and
yes.
one called Sage? Okay.
Yes.
And is Attachments just a jewelry store?
Attachments is jewelry,
okay.
handbags,
okay.
accessories.
Sure.
We cater more to, well, we cater to everybody, but we do a lot of bridal, we
uh-huh.
do the prom girls.
Okay.
You know, that type of a
so, like, basically women's accessories.
Women's accessories.
Okay, and that's attachments.
A lot of bling.
Okay.
You know, a lot of bling.
Right. So, and then let's talk about Sage, because Sage didn't turn out to be what I thought it was, because when I saw the letters and what they stood for is very different. So why don't we tell people what Sage stands for?
Well, Sage is seeking a greener environment.
Right.
And I say seeking because mm-hmm. it's hard to have everything eco-friendly.
Sure.
Especially in Flemington.
Right.
You know, you really want to be able to attract every kind of a shopper.
Sure.
And that goes with price range as well. I never single anybody out in my store, so I really pride myself on the fact that they can come in and buy a $10 item, an $8 item, or a couple hundred dollar item.
Sure.
I want everybody to shop.
It's a nice feeling. Mavenhall Designs has two home stores, and I like that anybody could walk out with a nice bag, with a tissue, and feel good about what they purchased.
Exactly.
Sure.
And, you know, this town is, it's a great town, and the people in this town are wonderful. And
right.
it feels a little bit like Mayberry because
sure.
there's not so much going on all the time.
Exactly.
There's so much going on in our store,
right.
and you get to know all the townspeople.
You know, our show is a design-based show. I own Mavenhall Designs. I've been in business for 21 years. I do a television show for the Comcast channel called Design for the Times. I do this. I just wrote a book. So my work is also mostly has been about design and fashion. But I've become very attached. I'm a Hunterdon County resident, not Flemington per se, but seeing the businesses in Hunterdon County grow, it's so important to me. And as you had said, everything is secular comes back. I see an evolution of Flemington, maybe in a slightly different way, but I do see that returning.
Oh, I think it will, and I've not once have I ever been discouraged.
That's
by
a wonderful. That's a wonderful feeling.
I actually, you know, when everybody asks me what's going on with the Union Hotel, I say I don't really know. I'm so busy doing what we're doing.
Your own stuff, exactly.
We're doing our own stuff, and I try to focus on what is here as opposed to what is not here.
Correct. That's great. So let's be in more detail about, so you had Attachment, does well. I can see you have good taste. You have nice things on. Let's talk about this second company. What was the epiphany that said, oh, we're going to do something also, something different?
Okay. So what happened was I was pretty much the only retail store on Main Street selling that type of
called Attachments.
Called Attachments.
Selling accessories. Okay.
And I thought that if I opened up a store at the other end of the street and I was only going to do it as a pop-up for the holidays, it might bring a little bit more action into it.
Sure, right.
And, of course, the store location that I found, he said, you know, why don't you take it for a year? I was going to just call it Attachments, too, for the holiday season.
Sure.
But I decided I would take it for a year, and I just liked the name Sage. I just liked the name Sage.
Okay.
So after I called it Sage, I figured, okay, now what do I put into a store called Sage?
Okay.
I work different. I'm not dyslexic, but
sure.
I work.
But you weren't necessarily looking for another jewelry store per se.
No.
And okay.
I mean, I definitely wanted to put jewelry in there because
right.
the people at one end of town don't always travel to the other end of town.
Okay, that
so
makes
I
sense.
Might overlap a little bit.
Right.
But I decided I would do a store called Sage because I thought it was a great name. And I
sure.
called my sister up. And,
uh-huh.
I definitely was going to put some antiques in because I love antiques. And I figured mm-hmm. I could bring some things in, use them as displays, and sell them.
Sure.
So I called my sister up and I said, I'm going to open up a store called Sage. And I, you know, sage me is like the color is green. And she said, well, seeking a greener environment. So I started bringing eco-friendly items,
uh-huh.
which I wound up the same year that I opened up Sage. She came to work Sage, and I ran to Union Square in Bryant Park selling only eco-friendly items.
Wow.
And that was a little crazy, but it was so much, you know, it was so fun.
And I think when you go into the city, you know, you deal with so many people, and everybody has a story. You're better when you come back to Flemington because you learn more, don't you think? You see more people.
Oh, my God. I spent 6 weeks in Union Square. It was awesome.
Right. But it was an education.
And it was nice to go home.
Sure, sure. So why don't we tell our listeners where your store is located first so they can come visit you, and a phone number, maybe a website.
So actually, we are located at 124 Main Street in Flemington. Mm-hmm. And we are actually, right now, my daughter is working on our website. We are going to have an e-commerce site as well.
Oh, wonderful.
I see my location right from this window.
We are physically across the street from it.
We are physically across the street from the Chamber of Commerce building.
Yeah.
And the radio station. Mm-hmm. And my other location is 138. So the nice thing is that since I moved the old Sage to the new location, it is so much easier for customers to just hop from one store to the other.
Sure.
And I really love the honor system. So I'll say to a customer, take these things, run down to attachments. If you don't, you know, you could always ring it up down there. The nice thing is you can ring things up at either store, you know, the cash register.
Sure.
My point of sale system has right. everything in there.
Terrific. So we are, in fact, a show that features fashion and what's flowing and what's working. And I'm very much into seasons. So we did wonderful winter shows, and now we're in our spring series. Our last show was called Branching Out, and it was all about using different types of interesting branches in entertaining, event planning, and so on. And we talked about Japanese quince branches and beautiful different things that you can do for your home to feel very spring. So I wanted this one to be, of course, with a local business in Flemington, but also about in your stores, what inspires you for spring? What do you think of a spring? You have something very lovely in studio now that has beautiful, the hot colors, the blues and greens and so on. Tell me what inspires you for spring and maybe things in your store that are very spring.
I absolutely will.
Sure.
First of all, it's an exciting time of year for
Isn't
us.
Isn't it?
It's so exciting because mm-hmm. January, February, and March are, you know, December's exciting because it's the holidays.
Oh, right.
But January, February, and March just are blah months.
Dull.
They're
yeah.
dull. And mm-hmm. we have Valentine's Day.
Right.
But they're blah. And so we spend that time getting ready for the spring.
Sure.
And every single day packages are arriving. And I'm an overbuyer. And the reason I like to overbuy is because I never want there to be something. I want everybody to be able to shop. I want
sure.
there to be something for everybody. So this beautiful thing here is our outdoor rugs.
Oh, isn't that gorgeous?
And they are stain resistant, mm-hmm. mold resistant, lovely in color. The material is so lovely. They actually come with little Velcros that you can, you know, put them down on the deck so they don't move.
Sure.
But they don't get mold or mildew on them.
Right.
And they come in different sizes mm-hmm. and so many beautiful different colors. And I love this one because it's the blues and the greens and
My favorite. Well, you know, what's trending, of course, not just for spring, but what's trending, of course, the grays will always be popular and continue to be popular, but they're popped by shades of blue and green,
well,
which is very the thing.
My house is very black-white and
okay.
somewhat grayish, you know.
Right.
But I put a blue and white rug outside. I have a big white covered porch.
Right.
And then I have like a bluish-gray couch
right.
with navy blue pillows, and I put a blue and white rug like this today outside. I
right.
dragged it home last night because I was so excited to get it out on the deck. I cannot tell you how beautiful it looks, and it makes me happy. You know what? It just makes
it brings
me
you happiness.
It makes me happy.
I think in uncertain times, as we live in right now, having beauty in your home is important. Not only, you know, is it good to shop a small business and to small business and to give back. But also when you bring something of beauty in your house, it does make you happy, doesn't it?
Well, I am always redecorating. We just actually did, we renovated our kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so beautiful that I don't want to leave. I could be in there all day long. Just
sure.
standing there, not even doing anything, just standing there because
it makes you feel so good.
It makes me feel so good. And when
right.
today I went outside and I rubbed down, you know, the outside furniture, it just makes you feel good. You're like ready to get back out again and do things.
I absolutely get that. All right, we're going to go to a very short news break, and we'll be back with lots more of Modern Design after these news, please.
USA Radio News.
Today, as President Donald Trump kicked off a cabinet meeting, he took a few questions from reporters one of the reporters asked what would happen if Iran started up their nuclear program.
Iran will find out. They're going to find out. I don't think they should do that. I would advise Iran not to start their nuclear program. I would advise them very strongly. If they do, there will be very severe consequence. Okay?
Also today in Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump's nominee to be the next CIA director, Gina Haspel, went before a Senate Intelligence Committee where she said she's the right person for this job.
I have been asked by President Trump to lead this workforce and to continue the work that Mike Pompeo and I began a little more than a year ago, ensuring that CIA is postured to meet the complex challenges our nation faces.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, home stager, and contractor for the past 21 years. I have two locations in New Jersey, one up in Maplewood, New Jersey at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, next to the Short Hills Mall, that general area, that lovely area next to the train station. And I do have a satellite location right here in the Flemington area at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. My guest today is Karen Shankoff, and she owns the wonderful Sage and Attachments, as I'm learning here today. And we're talking about celebrating spring. Our past couple of shows have been spring-based. And when Karen and I went on our quick news break, we're talking about what's trending, what she brought in her stores for Mother's Day, which is on Sunday, what's spring like. And for those of you who are just listening to our show, she brought a lovely rug, which is an indoor-outdoor rug, I would imagine. That's an indoor-outdoor rug. And lots of different colors. But this one happens to be sort of a woven pattern with shades of blues and greens. And as you know from listening to Modern Design every Wednesday, that they were very, very much trending. You have sort of a neutral backdrop now with neutral grays or grayages, and then we do pops of blues and greens. Makes you feel very spring, but also, you know, it's just you need a pop, I think. So then let's talk about some of the other things that you have in the store and other things that celebrate spring. I went to a party on Saturday night. I'm in a meditation group, and once a month we meet and we meditate, and then we celebrate in that month whosever birthday it is. And I noticed there were a lot of beautiful, colorful things for the garden this year. Now, I know you brought into studio something. Why don't you tell our listeners what you brought?
So I was actually in Sedona, Arizona about a month and a half ago, and I was at this fair, and the most beautiful wind spinners that I have ever seen.
Okay.
And I was able to contact the owner of the company, and the wind spinners are so beautiful for the garden, and they spin, you know, with the wind.
Sure.
But they're made out of such a nice aluminum, and they are fade-resistant.
Oh, sun-fading resistant.
Sun-fading, I mean, which is so beautiful, because then, you know, year after year, you'll be able to enjoy them.
And you know, it's very true, and I have a very sunny lot where I'm at. The things just don't last, because they just look worn out.
I love quality.
Sure.
I really, really love quality. I think if you have something good, you know, my mother-in-law once said, Buy good, do it once. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And it really is, not to say that things don't happen, but they will last a lot longer. And these wind spinners have the crystal, so the sun reflecting the light really give it...
So let's look at this one so I can just sort of, because that was so quick,
okay.
Take a look at it. So this wind spinner is pretty big. That's probably like, 18 inches?
Sun.
Yeah.
It's probably about 12 inches.
Wow.
12 from here to here, and then there's the tail.
Sure.
So at least 18 inches.
But yeah, and if not 24 inches. But it's a nice piece. Now, something like this wind spinner... You're going to send me into a trance with that.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It is gorgeous. So with a wind spinner like that, that's something that you would hang on a tree branch, correct?
You would hang it on a tree branch. Mm-hmm. They actually, we sell, it's a battery that you can put on it that makes it wind, so it makes it spin as well. So
oh,
in case there's no wind.
Sure.
But some people love things in their house that are colorful. So right. You really can, you know, if you wanted to put the battery on here
right.
and hang it from the ceiling, you can do that as well because it would automatically spin.
Spin, yes.
So I like it for outdoors.
Yeah, I like it for outdoors and I like the nature. I like that how it captures the light, you know, which is very nice. Not even just with the crystal in the center, but just how, as you turn the piece around, how it captures light, which is kind of, it just seems fun. It seems celebratory. It seems fun.
It's fun.
Like a nice piece.
It really
now, let's
is.
Look at the tail. The tail on the bottom of that brings in that teal. And, you know, I just nonstop seeing, first of all, we did one show last season all on the new blue, that blue in every shade from pale sky until dark navy are in more now than ever. And this spring, I'm seeing lots of shades of teal, specifically teal.
Well, the nice thing about the wind spinner is mm-hmm. we sell each piece separately. So
right.
we put together the tail and the
spinner. Oh, okay.
But if you come into the store and you like a different spinner
sure.
and a different tail,
mm-hmm.
we because they're sold separately, we just take it off and you really can create your own.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's very interesting because I thought the tail
off.
Weighted
it.
Because the tail seems heavy, so I thought it maybe it weighted down the top part.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, just hangs on to the little hole on the bottom. And
sure.
you can, you know, if you want a silver base instead of a gold base, it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want.
When you're doing your shopping for spring, often how far are you doing them up until the moment? How far back do you go to shop for spring? Like, okay, I want to do some, we had the holidays, they're done. I got to
so
start working on what I want to put up for spring.
I go to the trade shows in January.
January,
and
okay.
I start, right, and mm-hmm. then they just start shipping February, March, April, May, June. And then I still go crazy.
When you go to like the gift show at Javits or any of these shows, what this year did you see that seemed either fresh or something that you saw that was sort of inspirational for the season? I'm telling my listeners on the show that pop colors are very important, and blues and greens are trending this year.
Oh.
Things of natural elements are trending.
Well, I also cater to like bridal showers,
sure.
and brides, so I have the most beautiful, gorgeous, like frosted glass bowls and so I have them in turquoise and white, and you put fruit in it or salad in it, and
yeah.
so these beautiful colors for the spring come
sure.
in rugs, they come in bowls, they come in clothing, they come in pillows,
right,
like Jersey Shore pillow. These are all hand embroidered by Indian women. This is actually a fair trade project.
Oh, isn't that terrific?
So it takes one Indian woman 10
sure.
4 weeks to make one pillow.
And they're so amazing.
And they're all hand embroidered, and they're all going to, but they're so great, and they really.
I see Lucy there on the bottom. For those of you who are listening to this, this is nationwide, although Jersey centric. There's a story about, and I guess it's outside Atlantic City. It's not in Atlantic City, right? The town that Lucy is. Lucy is a building that looks like a. It's a building that looks like an.
By Atlantic City.
By Atlantic City. I don't
yeah.
know exactly. Maybe it is Margate because I'm looking at your pillow, and to the right it says Margate. It's right outside of Atlantic City, and it's actually a building that looks like an elephant. And I see that's on there. I'm looking at whatever else, the Pinelands with the trees.
Princeton, Trenton,
uh-huh.
Hoboken,
uh-huh.
Ocean Grove, Belmar,
Bayhead
Park.
Sure.
You know. You even see the Big Apple from Jersey.
which is literally, folks, an apple.
Which is so great. They also come in all the colleges, so we do a lot of Penn State and Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many, you know, they come in drinking glasses, they come in dish towels, you know,
yeah.
it's all fun stuff.
Let's go back to what you said before, because one of the things that inspires me right now in decorating, because our bases are so neutral, is, again, pops of color. I love, in my two stores, I have tons of colored glass. And when you're talking about some of your colored glass pieces, there is nothing, when you have a piece of colored glass, there's so many ways you can display it, don't you think?
Oh, my God.
And when the light hits it, it's just absolutely
beautiful. You know, whether you're putting balls in it,
right.
fruit in it. Tonight I'm having a Mahjong game at my
right.
house. And,
uh-huh.
and I ran and I bought all these apples and oranges.
Right.
I always like when people come for the house to look really nice.
Yeah.
And I'm just throwing them into a bowl to put on the table.
Take a cobalt blue bowl.
I have.
Buy gorgeous lemons. Fill it with lemons.
It's gorgeous.
Fill it with Granny Smith green apples. You know, and then the look, or gorgeous oranges. We talked about orange and blue, how that's such a great combination.
I love it.
And, you know, that really, that is the pop, I think, in design that people are looking
for.
My
daughter did her her den area, well, it's actually a library, in mm-hmm. orange and blue because her husband went to Syracuse. So they have one of these Syracuse pillows, which is all orange and blue, and
right.
blue velvet chairs with gold tones.
It's so
gorgeous.
Rich, isn't it? It's very
beautiful.
Rich.
It's so beautiful.
Let's talk a little bit. I want to switch because my backdrop, my background has always been interior design and accessories in the home and so on. Let's go to an uncharted area. Let's talk about women's fashions, which I know nothing about. But I do see beautiful, most of my clients are women, so I'll meet during the day. Typically, I'm in 2 to 3 houses every day, and I see women wearing these beautiful scarves, very light scarves, and in lime and in white with beautiful colors and things of that nature. Let's talk about for spring. What can a woman sort of add to her existing wardrobe to make her look fresh and very spring, even with what she already has?
Well, jewelry, I'm pretty simple when it comes to dressing as far as, you know, plain. I wear denim, I wear black, I wear white, but
right.
I always accessorize.
Sure.
And I really think the accessories is what makes your outfit.
Sure.
So today I brought this beautiful scarf that's in, you know, pinks and purples, which is, mm-hmm. you know, so bright and lovely.
Now let's talk about that scarf. Now I don't know much about women's fashions, but I see that that's a scarf that's, I think I gave one as a gift to a woman a couple years ago.
It's called an infinity scarf. And it
that's,
just goes around and around.
Right. So I guess the possibilities, because that's sort of gathered together, the possibilities of that are endless of how you can sort of put it on.
Endless on
sure.
how you can put it on. And mm-hmm. then, you know, we have at the store, I mean, I could have brought a ton of things today.
Sure.
At the store, we have something called a sarong, which mm-hmm. is this big piece of fabric that you can tie around and make as a bathing suit cover-up, but then you can wrap it around and use it as a scarf.
Sure.
You know, lay it out and use it as a beach blanket. You know, I love things that have 100 uses.
Exactly. And I think, you know, I say that our decorating kind of follows suit with design trends for clothing. So if you're wearing a beautiful, maybe a very neutral black or gray outfit, that pop is like the scarf you're talking about that actually brings that all together.
Absolutely.
It's the accessories that bring it all together.
Absolutely. And, you know, the nice thing about what I do is that people come in and they really are not sure what to put together.
Sure.
And that's where we step in and we get excited because somebody can come in off the street and we are not pushy at all.
Mm-hmm.
We just love to help. And they'll come in and all of a sudden somebody's outside their box and buying something that they never would have looked at.
See, I love that. I love when somebody talks me into something, but pushes me towards a place that's outside of my comfort zone. I think you become a better person, don't you?
I do. I don't want anybody to ever leave my store and feel, gosh, why did I let her talk me into
that? Or uncomfortable, right?
Uncomfortable.
It never works.
It doesn't work.
But when you open yourself up to somebody who has expertise,
right,
that's a difference.
And then when the person looks at themselves and they're like, wow, I really like it, that's different than that pushing and pushing
sure.
and making
no.
them buy it, and then they never want to come back again.
Exactly. And you don't want somebody that wants to say, oh, buy this, I just bought 10 of them. You want somebody to say, this is really going to bring your eyes out, and it really does. And that's the difference, I think, with going to a boutique
and
environment.
And I will tell you, there, mm-hmm. I love dressing women and accessorizing women, really, according to their eyes and their hair color.
Color, yeah.
Because they'll put on something, you know, gold over silver. Well, if they have that beautiful golden hair, I might put a piece of gold on them that they're not even into gold, and all of a sudden they're like,
it's like an epiphany, right?
It is.
Absolutely. We're going to take our last set of commercial messages, a lot more in our show, with more of Modern Design right after these commercial messages.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My guest in studio today is Karen Shankoff, and she is with Sage and also Attachments. And we're talking about all things spring, things that you can bring into your home or try on to make you look special and very spring-like. So before we went to our commercial messages, we were talking about she had a lovely scarf on that was called an infinity scarf. Is that correct?
Correct.
And beautiful shades of pink and purple. I want to talk about color for a little bit because I think color, to me, color is just everything, right?
Absolutely.
And selective color. You don't want to look like a kaleidoscope, but the right balance of colors. So I'm going to put some colors out, and I want to get your opinion on them for spring because I tend to, because I also publish a blog, I tend to see trends forming, and I always love to validate them. Or maybe there's something that you can sort of have noticed yourself when you're going to buy for the upcoming season. One of the trends that I see coming back, which was really gone for a long time, is pink. The return of pink and people embracing pink. You know, pink was all the thing in the 80s and so on, and then it became sort of bubblegummy and people went to other things. But I see pink coming back in home decorating and in paint colors and in everything now, very new. And the pink that I'm seeing is not necessarily a hot pink or a bubblegummy pink. It's actually sort of a nude, sort of like a blushy nude pink. No, articulate what you were going to say about that.
No, yeah, I was agreeing with you more. Sure. Like a champagne-y.
Yeah,
you
pink.
Know, right.
Very sophisticated.
I like the blush. You know.
The blush, that return. I remember my first apartment when I graduated college in 1980, and they put down new carpet. They said, oh, we did blush because that was the thing all the time. Sort of a reinvented tone, much more sophisticated, and I'm seeing that paired with a lot of other strong colors.
I am seeing lime green.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter's sister-in-law has a lime green pantry in
right.
her house. Just
right.
the pantry area
right.
is lime green cabinets.
Oh, yeah. I would say, for me personally, my single favorite pop color is lime. So anytime there's an opportunity for me to add lime, even if I have just a gorgeous like wood salad bowl, I'll fill it with limes. I just like the way that looks like on a table, right? So for me, lime is probably my favorite pop color and very strong. Lime and navy, very strong right now, and all shades of blue. But that sort of fleshy pink, I don't think it's fully developed yet, but I'm starting to see. I ordered some pillows for my stores. I have those sort of kind of fluffy, fun pillows. And instead of just doing the black and the gray, I added the pink, and the pink is really lovely. But again, that more sophisticated pink.
I love that with black and gray.
How about in women's fashions? Are we seeing that sort of color, that sort of fleshy blush? Is that the tone? Are they calling it blush again, or...?
I call it blush or champagne.
Right.
Yeah. But, oh, here. It's,
okay.
Well, this scarf is also, you see it has all those lighter...
I see the lighter tones mixed into
right.
it.
But, you know, in women's clothing, the one thing I've come to realize and understand is everybody has their own... I don't even know if it has always to do with what's trendy as opposed to what people feel comfortable in.
Sure.
Now, people will tell me that I look great in red because
right.
I'm dark skin, I have dark
right.
hair. I hate red on me. I will never wear red.
Right.
But I love it on other people.
People, sure.
You know what I mean? And other people come in loving red. So
right.
I think it's what you're comfortable in.
Sure. See, now I would look at you when I say turquoise. Like blue-greens would be awesome.
Blue-greens, but I'm very mute. I wear very, very muted colors. Even though I can wear a lot of color,
right.
I tend to go muted and then accessorize
mm-hmm.
with, you know, other things. But I think that color is a very personal thing. Do you agree with that?
I very much agree with that. I want to talk about a couple other pop colors, and then I'm going to finally move on to jewelry and what you have going on for Mother's Day. I want to talk about yellow. And I say in decorating, there was so much yellow in the beginning of my career, I can't tell you. Then yellow sort of went away to more earth tones, and then it turned to grays. But I do see a return of yellow in decorating in a different way. I see yellow used as another pop color, a strong, bright yellow as a contrast to all the grays, which I absolutely love. Does that follow suit with what you're seeing with the yellows?
You know, I think yellow was very big a couple of years ago. You were seeing yellow in a lot of things.
Sure.
And I don't have a ton of yellow things in my store,
mm-hmm.
because I tend to go, or I like to sell things that I think would be a faster sell.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And that doesn't mean that it's not popular.
No.
It's just that
what works.
You get to know your customers. And when you shop for your customers.
Sure.
So when I'm doing my buying, I'm thinking of this customer, that customer, this customer. So when they come in, I know what they like. I know their style. I know the people who like oversized. I know the people that like tight. So I try to make a balance.
Excellent.
But I don't have a lot of yellow this year. I have a lot of pinks. I have a lot of blue, lots of blues. We have a whole blue and white section. But blue and white, summer, it's so nautical. It's always blue.
The funny thing about the return of navy blue is navy blue never really went away because
never.
It could be very contemporary or very traditional. It looks good on everybody, right?
It's a color. Never went away. Never.
But I do see it refreshed and reinvented by adding it with citrus green or other pops, you know,
absolutely.
Even like fuchsia with... I'm seeing pink and blue all of a sudden together, and it looks fresh to me again. Well, people, even, you know, I was shopping, I have a wedding coming up, and I was looking for ties, and my favorite one was a graphic design that was like sort of a cobalt blue and then a shock of like a raspberry pink, which sounds old. It looked fresh again.
But
do you know what I mean?
I think it probably looked beautiful together.
Yeah.
Growing up, my father decorated my room in hot pink and lime green.
I love it, right?
And that was...
yeah, it's so back,
was,
right?
50 years ago, you know?
Absolutely. And it's back with a vengeance. So we're coming up to the end of the show, and I would be remiss if I had you here and didn't talk about Mother's Day. Now, Mother's Day is not always an easy thing for everybody because it is when you have your mother, but if you lose your mother or your spouse loses their parents, it can be a hard time of year. My suggestion to people is... I have a lovely godmother, you know, somebody that's special in your life. Celebrate that day with them. Give them something for Mother's Day. I think that's important. And it makes you feel better and makes that person feel better.
Absolutely. We have so many different things. We also have so many inspirational things.
Sure.
So if somebody did just lose their mother, a beautiful gift could be something we engrave on the spot. So it could be something, you know, engravable that... There might have been a special saying or, you know, a certain symbol that those people share together or a little angel wing or something.
Nice.
So that's a nice time also for remembrance as well. But there are, in our, you know, between the two stores, we wrap up gift baskets. You know, you can do clothing. You can do these beautiful. I don't know if you saw these yet, Rich.
No, I don't think so. Here.
These are just gardens
gorgeous.
Grow in a bag.
So I love it.
They're so happy,
okay.
And it makes a great teacher's gift as well.
Do you know Sweet Pea, because I was born in April, Sweet Pea is my birth flower.
Oh, is that right?
I know what they look like. They're sort of floppy, but I've never seen them anywhere. I think they're sort of probably a vintage flower. I'm starting to like some of the vintage flowers, like a Cosmos, which you never see, and they're starting to become popular. And some unusual-looking flowers. But the sweet pea, I'd love to get some or just grow them because they're so pretty.
And these you can just grow indoors right on your counter. So people who live in an apartment or, you know, they're not real gardeners outside. But it's always – I went today and bought tulips. I have to have tulips and put them – or something when people come over.
Very spring.
It's very spring, right, and it feels
good. So
that's
a lovely gift for Mother's
Day. And I didn't bring it with me, but I have in a galvanized tin. It's so lovely. It's an herbal garden that you can grow right on your counter as well.
Isn't that great?
In a galvanized tin.
And those things, if I could say, Karen, are very, very much trending. People are asking me now in their kitchens to create a space right off the wall where I can grow things. All that stuff is very trending right now.
Even in pallets, right off, you know, like you attach them to your fireplace outside, you know, on the back fireplace wall. And
one of the guests who's been a frequent guest on Modern Design here is Rutgers Landscaping. They have a gorgeous, if you've ever been out to their place on 202, gorgeous, like an event place that's so beautiful. And last year they took pallets, they painted them gray, and then they filled them with succulents and put them on the wall outside.
Succulents are
over the top.
Huge.
Yeah.
I have these galvanized tins. I do thank you gifts, or not, I shouldn't say that. Well, I do thank you gifts as well. But I have realtors that give me their closing gifts, and
I
come with galvanized tins that have compartments, and I put succulents in, and I hand deliver them. And
right.
They're beautiful. I'm actually getting a whole shipment of succulents that are not real, but, you know, they're nice because...
I'm going to tell you a little trick. So I don't use real succulents anymore because the companies have made such sophisticated, such beautiful succulents. You can't tell the difference.
You have to come over when my package arrives because that's why I bought them. I'm like, these things look so good. You can't kill them.
And you touch them, they feel good.
They feel good.
So succulents, big deal. Galvanized metal, big deal. Very nice.
I have tons of galvanized tin. Mm-hmm.
The look of weathered wood still in to tie it into
My whole house is antiques and a lot of weathered and distressed.
Sure.
But we also do custom farm tables over at Sage.
Oh, okay.
So we can do any table, any size, any benches, chairs, you name it, we do it.
Interesting.
And they're wonderful. We've had so many customers who are so happy with the tables that they've designed.
Isn't that great? Well, these tables are people... painting the basis for contrast. What are you seeing that people are looking for?
No, this is all made out of old, distressed, you know, reclaimed wood.
So with the farm table, the legs and the top of the table would be one piece? One type of wood, it wouldn't be...
Well, no, the bottoms are a lot... sometimes it's even hard. You could do galvanized, you know, just metal, heavy metal legs.
Right.
And you really should come and see the table.
I will. I did it. I'm in the February-March issue of Design New Jersey magazine for a whole house renovation I completed in Tewksbury Township. And we did a live edge kitchen table. So we took a piece of wood that cut down and so on with the live edge. And then we did a metal base. So, so many wonderful things with tables that are natural looking now. So I think that very much follows suit.
You can really, any wood as well. It doesn't have to be just pine. It could be anything. And we do such gorgeous tables.
Interesting. Last couple of minutes. Anything else in the store that people should come in and take a look at? And I'm going to make a point of coming in and take a look at things.
Oh, we have all the inspirational box signs and the trinket trays and essential oils. You know what's wonderful? Can I give you a great tip on a great Mother's Day gift?
Sure.
A diffuser
with
essential oils. Mm-hmm. And we have a whole essential oil bar where we actually can make you a headache relief. But right now, bug sprays. So you take the essential oils. I don't do anything that's not organic, natural.
Sure.
And we make bug sprays that really deter the bugs. Like, who wants to put anything on with deep?
Nothing toxic.
Nothing toxic.
Well, less than a minute left. So let just say, because I'm not familiar with them, the different essential oils. One that you love in particular makes you feel good.
Peppermint, lemon, On Guard. Uh-huh. I took oregano when I had a sore throat last week. I had a fever. Boom, gone.
People are telling me peppermint is great with anything with digestive, that peppermint has some sort of properties.
Excellent for digestive, not necessarily great for indigestion. So, heartburn.
Probably bad for heartburn.
Very, very good for digestion. And we teach classes, so I urge anybody to come in. You need to really know what you're doing with essential oils.
Oh, sure.
Essential oils is the biggest thing right now. And if you buy them at certain places and you're not really sure what's in them, ours are food grade, so we teach you how to take them internally and how to use them aromatically and topically.
Karen, thank you for being such a wonderful guest and bringing so much to the table. I do, as I have told our listeners, I have a new television show. I'd love to get all your props because Karen was very gracious and did this very quickly for me today, and I appreciate that. But I'd like to come out to our set in Princeton with all your wares.
I would love to do that.
We'll do that next. Thank you so much. Just tell our listeners one more time your addresses for both stores, the names of both stores, and how to get in touch with you.
Okay, so my one store is Attachments at 138 Main Street in Flemington. That's all jewelry, accessories. We have an Alex and Ani shop in the store, Frieda Rothman, Uno Day 50. Over at Sage, we are 124 Main Street, and that is all clothing, home goods, tons of baby gifts. We have everything. So between the two stores, we have it all.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Well, I'm going to make a point of coming out to your shops. I'm excited about some of your ideas and energy, and thank you again for being guests.
Thank you.
Everybody have a terrific day. Enjoy. Get out there. Bye-bye.
Bye.
USA Radio News.
The prize I want is victory for the world. Not for even here. I want victory for the world, because that's what we're talking about. So that's the only prize I want.
Could something still scuttle this meeting, the summit?
Everything can be scuttled. Everything can be scuttled. Doesn't mean... A lot of things can happen. A lot of good things can happen. A lot of bad things can happen.
President Donald Trump at the White House today asked by reporters if he deserves a Nobel Prize. The president also said he would not advise Iran to start their nuclear program once again. We're starting to hear some reaction from the primaries that took place last night in four different states. Congressman Louis Gohmert says everyone knows what's at stake.
We've got some great grassroots people around the country that are making sure everybody understands. This is a big deal, and people understand, and they are turning out.
Check us out online at